It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Still talking about Sean Spencer, his departure from the Penn State coaching staff to the New York Giants. Big opportunity for him as a defensive line coach there. I think any coach, especially at that position, would welcome that opportunity with open arms. So it just kind of gave us pause, especially now that this being the fourth, you know, assistant coach position that Penn State is filling this offseason, to just look at James Franklin since he got here in 2014, the coaching movement we've seen so far, and, you know, maybe the shift in, you know, as our friend Jim over here points out, coming from Vanderbilt, bringing a lot of these guys along with him to just reimagining and redefining the group that surrounds him. And in doing so, he gets to a place where, you know, there's so much talent everywhere on this Penn State roster. And I think there's to some degree a proven, if I'm an assistant coach and I go to Penn State, there's a decent chance if I do a good job, I'm going to be able to get a better job at some point later. I think that's proven as well. But to what extent now is James Franklin hiring at a different level than he was certainly when he got the job, but even the first couple years on the job, even going into 2016, hiring at a different level? And I think because of how well they've recruited and how much talent there is everywhere, these are appealing positions now. Now we'll see which direction they go and who the candidates are for the defensive line coach. But if you're an assistant, I think you want to be here.
Yeah, I do too. So, I mean, obviously the name is being thrown around at this point most is Elijah Robinson, the defensive line coach currently at Texas A&M. He's a guy who, of course, played at Penn State, spent a number of years under Joe Paterno as a player, as a coach, and then as a community outreach or community relations guy, which I'm not sure what exactly that role entails. But at any rate, he's the guy being looked at most at this point in time. And I think right now we'll find out before long whether Jimbo Fisher or James Franklin wins the bidding war to get him. But he's sought after. There's no question. He's a rising star in the profession, absolutely. And he's a guy who, you know, I think is not only a good developer of talent, but also an outstanding recruiter. And he recruits New Jersey very well, which is an area that Penn State's had a bit of a struggle in, I think, over the last couple of seasons. So I think that's why he rose to the top of the, Franklin's wish list. And, we'll see from there. But, yeah, I mean, they should, in theory, they should have their pick of the litter, but in practice, it's also February 3rd, so a lot of these guys may have already settled into their new job and don't want to move again. We'll see. Somebody will obviously eventually end up doing that, but this is not the maybe best time to be making a hire.
Is this, without really looking at the staff as a whole over the years, but is this the first, was this the last position that has seen a shift in leadership?
Yeah.
It is, right? I mean, if you look at all the different position groups, Brent Pry, linebackers, I guess.
Yeah. But you know how many times I've wrote or said this offseason, this should be the last time James Franklin makes a staff hire before the 2020 season.
Don't say it again.
Yeah, well, I will. I'll say it right now. This should be the last time that James Franklin, I mean, who else is going to leave at this point? I don't know. I don't see Jawan Sider leaving. There's too much talent in that room right now. They found the receivers coach. They found the offensive line coach. Tyler Bowen's happy where he's at. Brent Pry, Terry Smith, Tim Banks. I don't know where they would go. So this should be the last one. But I guess conversely, we didn't see Spencer coming. So you just never know. Never say never, I guess. But to me, you know, you can go down the list of potential candidates and guys who could be candidates, might be candidates, could be a fit, won't be a fit, etc. But ultimately, they need to get in to find somebody who can develop this group to another level and continue to recruit well.
So we'll keep an eye on that as we go forward, who the defensive line coach, who the next one could be. Elijah Robinson is a really good starting point, but it sounds like Texas A&M isn't going to give up on him without a fight. So let's start at just as we look through the transitions at some of these staff positions. Started offensive coordinator. This is the one that has seen, along with wide receivers coach, the most movement over the years. And it's one of really only a couple of times that we've seen James Franklin relieve a coach of his duties. And I put Matt Limegrover in that same situation. Yeah, his contract was up, and they technically didn't fire him. They just didn't renew.
Right.
But it feels like the same thing.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's an intentional decision to not keep somebody on your staff. And whatever word you care to use to describe how that came to be, that's just is what it is.
I think to sum up the offensive coordinator spot, mixed bag seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, John Donovan came here with James Franklin in 2014 and 2015. Wasn't really equipped to put a winning offense out there with what they had going on. And the big question that we're looking to find out now as he's the offensive coordinator at Washington is, you know, to what extent was the personnel the issue there? There wasn't much of an offensive line. In 2012, 2013, we saw that position kind of peak. What was it? In 2012, I think they had five seniors back, right?
Yep.
So that was a struggle. And then Bill O'Brien in his 2 years here didn't focus a whole lot on that position in recruiting. So we've seen that position get gutted. Now, John Donovan also – with Christian Hackenberg, it just wasn't a good fit. But they make the transition, fired Donovan in 2015. Joe Moorhead comes aboard in 2016 and 2017. You can't describe that hire as anything but a home run. The right guy, the right system at the exact right time.
Yep.
Then Joe Moorhead obviously leaves for Mississippi State. It's Ricky Ronnie. He's in-house. James Franklin has had a high opinion of Ricky Ronnie since they first got to know each other years ago. Really believe that Ricky Ronnie could be great at that position. Also really believe that Ricky Ronnie didn't want to be a head coach. And I don't know. I mean, of those two statements, is either one of them really true? And now that we look back on it, I don't really know.
Right.
Now we go to Kirk Ciarrocca. And I think first with Moorhead and now with Ciarrocca, I think what we've got are coaches that James Franklin feels in that moment with that roster complexion, with that talent, with where they're at, with personnel and all that. These are guys who can elevate what they have. And right. I think Kirk Ciarrocca is a guy who can elevate what they have. I also think that with Ciarrocca coming on board, it's not I think James Franklin shows here that he's not dead set on one particular hardcore offensive philosophy. I think he's willing to adjust and willing to kind of recognize where his roster at, where his program is at, and what leader can get the most out of it at that point in time.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% on board with you there. And I think that he recognizes, too, that if this program's ever going to get to the level that it wants to, that change sometimes has to happen. And I'm not saying change was forced to happen with Sean Spencer, because I think he left, not the other way around. You know, remember, there were a lot of people insinuating that James Franklin sort of demoted Ricky Ronnie to Old Dominion, if you will, by setting up, you know, kind of the golden parachute option of getting him into a good place with
Ricky, you know what would be a great job for you?
Right, yeah.
Someplace other than here.
That's right, yeah. And I know just where that place is. Yeah, I don't think that happened either. But there was at least some people that were wondering about that. Not the case with Sean Spencer. But, you know, I think ultimately when Matt Limegrover proves it, the decision to move on from David Corley proves it. To get where you want to go, not only are your coaches going to be in demand for promotions elsewhere, but also if you have a coach who may not be working at the level that would earn him either more money at your school or promotion at another school, then, you know, I just think you have to be willing to make the tough decisions to move on. And I'm sure it was extremely difficult for James Franklin to let Matt Limegrover go, but facts are facts. And the offensive line never seemed to take as much of a step forward or progress, it never progressed in a way that we thought it would or could, over the last handful of years that he's been in town. So, you know, we'll see. But the key, of course, will be getting someone to replace Sean Spencer, who, you know, again, is either wanted by other schools or is, you know, going to make a lot of money at your school because of how good he is. So, you know, time will tell there.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at Penn State's coaching staff since James Franklin arrived here in 2014, the transitions at some of these spots, and just trying to assess how James Franklin has hired. If you're new to the program, you haven't been here very often, we're always online at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can check out everything we record there, including our other crew with Bob Flowers, Andy Shea, and Ross Tucker. Also, we're on the Keystone Sports app, which makes it really super easy to listen. Spotify, we're pretty much everywhere. If you don't find us, I promise you, we'll find you. take that as a threat. Talked offensive coordinator. The wide receiver coach position is another one that has turned over quite a bit, and it's interesting. Looking at Josh Gattis, I believe, and this is sort of the rumor or whatever that's out there, Josh Gattis not getting the offensive coordinator position when that was vacated by Joe Moorhead kind of prompted his departure. Was the co-offensive coordinator at Alabama. Can't fault him for that. Now he's the offensive coordinator at Michigan. He got what he wanted, what he felt like he was probably deserving of at that point in time. Went with Ricky Ronnie. That's an interesting comparison. I think as time goes on, we'll put those guys together, you know, and lump them together less and less. But now you go from him to David Corley, who was originally hired as a running back coach, then Jaywan Sider. You have to jump at the opportunity to hire Jaywan Sider, and that has paid dividends multiple times over, I think, so far, even if we're just looking at recruiting.
Yeah, Jaywan Sider has basically made up whatever Penn State lost in recruiting and in development and in cash with David Corley. Jaywan Sider, I think, is made up for that tenfold. So
yeah,
you can't fault James Franklin for what he did there. It's just unfortunate, I think, especially for David Corley, that he was kind of caught in that spot. But it also, I think, goes back to the idea that sometimes James Franklin hits home runs when he hires. And that's, I think, what's interesting about this hire.
He bunted on this one. It was a drag bunt down the third baseline.
Right, yeah. And, you know, Lime Grover maybe not to the same extent. But, you know, again, a guy that wasn't playing at the level that they needed or coaching at the level that they needed him to. Same with John Donovan to an extent. I mean, so there's definitely a checkered, there's definitely a checkered past in some ways. But, you know, lo and behold, James Franklin's probably hit more home run hires than not when it comes to finding new coaches. And, you know, ultimately these guys will be graded on how far Penn State goes next year. So we can sit here and try and grade them now, but the proof will be in the pudding. And we will. Yeah, and we are. And we will.
We are. We will. We'll do it again and again and again.
And then we'll look back on it and then look ahead and figure it out from there.
Then we'll grade ourselves. That'll be a whole other segment too. But I think David Corley was the ultimate short-term pain for potential long-term gain. We've seen that. Jared Parker comes for a year. Now we got Taylor Stubblefield, who's been pretty much everywhere as a coach. Offensive line, Phil Troutwine taking that position. I've got a good feeling that Phil Troutwine can take this line to another level. Brent Pry's been the stronghold, getting that defensive coordinator spot in an internal hire that really has worked out for James Franklin. I do still suspect that he's got a future as a head coach someplace, whether it's the FCS ranks or whatever. Charles Huff, really good at his job as a running backs coach. Then Jaywan Sider comes in and just owning the state of Florida. Like, that's just something that I know we've expressed amazement over that, but to get Florida kids up north to State College, Pennsylvania is no small feat, and he's done it. So we'll see. Bob Shoup was Brent Pry's predecessor there, but I think all in all, good grades for James Franklin. A lot of those grades are still out there, undetermined yet. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, look at Sean Spencer, his impact on defensive linemen at Penn State. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.